This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully completed spacecraft docking under the SPADX mission today. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated scientists at ISRO and the entire space fraternity for the successful demonstration of space docking of satellites. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that it's a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come. Meanwhile, Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, termed the achievement as unbelievable. Dr. Singh highlighted that it's an entirely indigenous Bharatiya docking system. He emphasized that this paves the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, Chandrayaan 4 and Gaganyaan. India has welcomed the announcement of the agreement for the release of hostages and a ceasefire in Gaza. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said, this agreement will lead to a safe and sustained supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. It said that New Delhi has consistently called for the release of all hostages, a ceasefire, and a return to a path of dialogue and diplomacy. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal following meetings with Qatar's Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The deal is set to begin on Sunday and will last 42 days. According to Israeli media reports, the country's security cabinet will meet today to approve the deal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam in New Delhi today. Mr. Shanmugaratnam will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu will also host a banquet in his honour. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a meeting with the visiting dignitary in New Delhi yesterday. The two leaders discussed cooperation in semiconductors, industrial parks, skilling, digitalization, and trade development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Fast Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Programme at Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Kochi, and Ahmedabad airports today. This will provide world-class immigration facilities to travellers, making international travel seamless and secure. Actor Saif Ali Khan was rushed to the hospital early this morning after reportedly being attacked at his Mumbai home. The hospital said in a statement the actor was admitted with 6 injuries, one of which is very close to his spine. The extent of the damage is not known yet. The COO of Leelavati Hospital said Mr. Khan is being operated upon by a team of doctors, including a neurosurgeon and a cosmetic surgeon. He said the factual condition can be briefed once the surgery is done. The official team of actor Saif Ali has requested the media and fans to be patient, adding that they would be keeping them updated on the situation. Hindenburg Research, known for short-selling activities, has been shut down by founder Nate Anderson. The decision comes amid the widespread controversial report on India-based Adani Group. Anderson did not cite a specific reason for the closure, but said it's a personal decision and other members of the organisation will pursue different career options. Now news from the Mahakumbh. A grand cultural extravaganza, Sanskriti Ka Mahakumbh, will begin today at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The event will showcase the rich tapestry of Indian culture through a series of captivating performances by renowned artists. The main stage, Ganga Pandal, will host performances by renowned artists from across the country, including a special presentation by Shankar Mahadevan on the opening day. Cultural programs will also begin at the Yamuna and Saraswati Pandals today, while the Triveni Pandal will host a blend of cultural melodies starting on the 21st of January. In Men's Hockey India League today, Delhi SG Pipers will clash against Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in Rourkela this evening. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. In Women's Hockey India League, Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers will face Odisha Warriors in Rourkela at 6 p.m. this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.